You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at the Bonfire SXM.
Hi, campers. It's Black Lou, and welcome to the Bonfire's Best of the Week. Monday's show started with Dan and Big J going back in time, telling their personal stories about mutual masturbation. Enjoy.
Call in, please, if you've ever been a part of mutual masturbation.
I didn't.
I have never.
With this girl that
side
I
by went, side?
With this girl.
I have never.
Now, looking at each other. With this girl that I
That's weirder.
It is weird.
It was, it's like fucking was, with Hulk Hogan and Zeus and no holds barred.
Why don't you just, but you just like, you don't touch each other?
She, I worked with her at Bed Bath & Beyond. She actually, I think, lives in New York now. And she was a really cute girl. I was 22.
Why didn't she jack you off with like a shower glove?
She was like, we were kissing and dry humping.
There's
and
so many things at Bed Bath & Beyond you could have done.
No, I got her, we were at her apartment and I got her shirt off. We went on a couple dates.
Ooh.
We were kissing and rubbing.
Yeah.
And then I went to touch her and she was like, no. And I was like, oh, are you sure? And she's like, do you want to watch me masturbate? And I was like, yeah. Fuck yeah, that'd be awesome. And she was like, cool. Yeah. Then I started doing this dance.
This party just picked up.
I went, oh, all right. You're gonna do some bean flicking? And then she's like, you can. And I mean, this is like after like 5 minutes of me watching her flick her bean. She's like, you can masturbate too. And I was like, done.
So you just watched for 5 minutes doing
like,
nothing?
Probably not 5 minutes. Probably like a minute. And I was like,
dude. Did I ever tell a story on this show about? Oh, I
but by the way, it's super lame, and I didn't come. I was just like, I batted around.
Did she?
I don't know.
You'd know.
And she just looked at her.
She was just like, uh-huh. She's doing a lot of porn noises, and I was like, okay. And then I was like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to finish like this.
Yeah.
And I was going like this. I was giving her the Randy West. Yeah.
I don't know if I ever told you that I was still living at my mom's house, and my buddy. Mike Vada, who lived down the street.
Yeah.
I met him one night at a diner. We were at the Philly diner.
Oh, you.
The old Philly diner.
But you were already friends with him. You didn't become friends with him.
Yeah, no.
You didn't become friends with him running into him at a diner.
And there was a girl. They used to all hang out at a pool hall.
That's pretty cool. Also, where are you from?
No,
the 50s?
No, but it wasn't a pool. It's like a pool place. You know, like a.
Sure.
They have fun ones.
No, I get it.
Like,
your life is the color of money.
Yeah, no, it certainly wasn't like a Hustlers and whatever pool. It was like mostly like. Because you can go there when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
So they were all. I met them there because they were hanging out with people and these girls who were the pool rack girls that were very pretty girls usually.
So that was the thing at a pool hall where like the hot girls would rack?
Yeah.
All right, your turn, gay.
Yeah,
it's all racked up. Your
all
turn.
All right, I racked it up. You guys want to play nine ball or you want to play eight ball?
Eight ball or nine ball?
Eight ball. It's my choice too, right? In and out of the hall. You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Unless y'all got some teeners, I'm ready to rock in the bathroom.
You guys feel what's up? This rack girl was hanging out, and we got her back to. I was already doing comedy for sure.
Okay.
She came back to my mom's house.
Yeah, and this is where your mom lives now?
Currently.
I'm just trying to do the, I know the floor plan.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it always helps. That's why you jerk off at like, when I jerk off, I'm always in fantasies of houses I know.
We're sitting in the kitchen so they can smoke. I didn't smoke cigarettes yet. And so they can smoke cigarettes. We're sitting in the kitchen and bullshitting. And it's getting to, I think, somehow, truth or dare gets brought up. I don't know. I'll take the
How
blame.
How old are you?
Too old for truth or dare. I don't know, 20, something like that, 21.
How old are the girls?
Somewhere between 19 and 21 also, I guess.
I don't think you're too old.
No, that's right.
Drinking truth or dare right there. Now sex is involved. Now sex stuff.
No one's drinking.
Sex stuff.
No one's drinking.
But I'm saying sex stuff is smoking cigs. You guys really are 50s badasses hanging out of pool halls ripping butts.
This is great. So this girl, her body was awesome.
Bodacious even?
Yeah.
Would you say she had a bodacious bod?
Real great. And then she definitely wanted to fuck my friend Mikey.
Yeah.
Definitely. Zero interest in fucking with me at all. But she really wanted to fuck him. So within the dares, at a point, I was just like, ride his like dick like for a minute or something. I guess she wanted like that. I think she even like asked me like to dare to do something with him or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure.
You dared them to fuck?
Yeah.
Not like a dry hump over the Jeep. We never dared to fuck.
Whoa. Back this up. I missed this part. You dared them to fuck.
Because he said ride dick. I was imagining dry humping, but I think he means dared intercourse.
No, she wanted to fuck. She wanted to fuck him.
So she's like, dare me to fuck him.
I was throwing
him.
The lob. Yeah, well, here's the oddest thing was he was trying to. He could. I always had a suspicion that possibly he was gay, but I don't know if that ever.
No, we have him on the show. He goes, so there's no way. We're just playing truth or dare. And this woman is being aggressive, very aggressive. I just want to go home. I'm just there, you know, and I'm just trying to see Jason. I don't see Jay much more.
So, oh, it's hard to do the gay flair in Philly.
Oh, man. Gay Philly's super hard.
Gay Philly's my new favorite thing in the whole world.
Gay Philly?
Oh, my God. I might as well go home.
Listen, his dick's not getting hard. Also, it might just be the situation that he's not as much of a perv as I am and can't pull this off.
Sure.
I thought I would have been able to handle that. Maybe I wouldn't have. I don't know.
Jace Oakerson way, starts in devious minds. Now she's burning the most alive.
Now she was like horny.
Yeah, now she's all like, wow. So she's just backing her ass up into the wall.
She made some suggestion. She made some suggestion that along the lines of like we could all like why don't we all try to just like make ourselves come?
It was the three of you?
Yeah.
It was just the three of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, to Mike's...
You go, hold on, let me get my stepdad.
To Mike's credit, he never seemed that into it. But I was like, please play along with it because I'm into it.
The way, she just looks over and you're just rock hard and you're like, I don't care about Mike, I am fucking ready to go. Do you need me to go again, Jack?
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
And what's funny about it is...
Mike's just whipping around a wet noodle.
Mike is definitely like not in this. And by the way, you shouldn't be.
What if you got hard and then he got hard? You know what I mean? Like he looked over to you and he was like...
Some tells me I wasn't the thing that was going to get him there.
Yeah.
But
he's like, can I look at that?
If he was gay, I don't think it was for me.
He goes, can I get a look at that Allen Iverson poster in your living room?
This is definitely Allen Iverson poster times. So I remember I pull a chair up. She's
like Dangerous Minds?
She sits on the couch.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. She sits on the couch. And dude takes her pants off and starts playing with herself.
That's great.
It's so hot. And I just start jerking off. And it's so funny that I started this conversation by like, does anybody ever mutually masturbate? And I thought I never had until I remembered this story.
Yeah, you just started circus chimping.
And then, so, I mean, it was happening.
When you start circus chimping, you're just fucking doing it for someone else.
She made...
You're showing your teeth like an aggressive chimp. Oh, why'd you throw your shit at me? You go, sorry, I really lost it in there.
I really feel like there's no way to talk about girls' sexuality without it being hot, and you making them a cat in heat really just takes the hot out of it.
Just a monkey and a cat.
The angry orangutan.
Just a horny cat slamming its...
Backing her butt into it. So gross. I'm like, oh, we're just animals too, aren't we?
Fucking hey. Yeah, that's why we might as well have some fun, dude. Don't let these computers trick us. We're fucking monkeys.
Well, as I'm sitting there, she's into it for sure. But she's into it because she wants to get this... Get Mike excited.
Yeah.
She's basically allowing me to jerk off in the room also.
Yeah.
And then...
It probably adds... it definitely adds ambiance to her situation.
This is again...
She goes, Jay, can you get some light masturbation going on?
Dude. Jay, why don't you lay down some Jack over there in case your parents come down so, you know, distract them for a second.
Jay,
lay down some Jack over there in the corner.
Jay, you mind jacking it for a little just to set the room? It's for room tone.
For room tone? Trying to get room tone.
Yeah. It's fucking,
you can always hear me jacking.
Is that a rattlesnake? No, Jay's jerking off.
Jay's jerking it again.
I stepped on a rattlesnake or Jay's about to pop.
Well, here's what's funny was she was enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically just kind of doing like a, I don't know, man, I don't think I could do it. I don't know.
It's like when you can't get a lawnmower started. You're like, I don't know, I think it's flooded. Something's fucked up. It's definitely not my fault.
He's not having a good time with it. And the girl I'm starting to see is getting just like she's like bummed that he's not like into her. She's starting to get that feeling.
She's killing with you, but it's like when you're killing with the staff, but the audience isn't laughing. And you're like, come on. Come on, they see this all the time. You're the perv. You should know.
I go, He's like, I don't know if it's going to happen. I go, can we come on you? She's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, yeah. And then immediately I have to be like, I think my parents are going to come down at some point. We guys got to get out of here for. I think my parents are going to come down at some point.
The fact that you launched right when she gave the green light makes me fucking laugh.
I don't know if so the period was on the sentence yet.
She goes, she can do it like a half yes. She's like about to come and she's like, yes. And it's like, ah.
Yeah.
Look out.
Hey, campers. When a story broke recently that Jim Cummings, the man behind the voice of Winnie the Pooh, was accused by his ex-wife of abuse and animal cruelty, Dan Soder gave his own take on the news.
The story I've been DM'd the most on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ever have any stories.
Everybody wants you to come.
Wow. Yeah, they're like, yeah. But the voice actor, the voice of Winnie the Pooh, was accused of rape and animal abuse.
At the same time?
Same thing. Different raping women, beating dogs.
It's spousal rape. It's his ex-wife rape. Is accusing him of rape and then also animal cruelty.
Oh, little bear, what is spousal rape?
No, it isn't.
Well, Christopher Robin, sometimes your wife falls out of love with you.
Oh, she don't want to make love to me anymore. Yeah,
the fire's gone.
Time to go back to the house.
No, we're not, and you two don't love each other.
Well, that's when you catch on.
But you just got a bathroom out of finding a woman. Why would she wear no crazy clothes if she doesn't want you to have sex with her vagina?
Exactly, Tigger. And sometimes you're alone with her, and she doesn't give you what you want, so you have to take it, Christopher.
Yeah, dude, this is crazy. Stephanie Cummings was married to the actor is Jim Cummings. Stephanie alleges Jim, that's not great. I was reading the bottom one. I read the bottom one that says, on another occasion, she claims he said he was allowed to touch mommy's breasts since he paid for them. Dude, that's so great that he's like surly drunk guy, you know? He's like, I'll tell you what it is, because the slut Adam paid for, but instead it's just Winnie the Pooh.
And also, in great, amazing, awesome news, he would slap his wife's butt in front of their 4-year-old daughter and then forcefully put his hand on back of her neck and kissed her while holding her in place against the wall. So that's all. That falls into your category of great news.
Shut up. It's so great.
He's just silver lining to this shitstorm.
You're not going to move if you say anything.
The baby's fucking watching.
Yeah, don't do the voice. Don't do the voice to make it easier on the baby. He's
like, you need to understand, I'm going through a lot right now.
Drink your pushing bottle. Shut the fuck up. Christopher Robin doesn't need me anymore.
All right, listen. That kid is growing up and he's getting...
His imagination.
Different interests of the flesh.
Can you do Winnie the Pooh actually arguing for spousal rape as it's happening?
You bitch. Come on, give me a little. What?
Yeah.
Come on.
What do you fucking take care of?
Come on, kiss me like you used to. Why don't you want to?
I fucking take care of come you on. And these kids.
Oh, God damn it. We were in love once. I'm in.
You're making him so regal. I want to hear him just being like a piece of shit.
You cook like shit and you're fat. You're fatter than when we met.
You're nothing more than a dumpster slut. I take what's mine because I keep the lights on. Look at me. Don't look at me.
As
you
long
don't
as
know.
That pussy's in my house, it belongs to me.
You know what this is? This is where I warm up.
Slap yourself.
This is where I warm up. Slap yourself.
Slap yourself.
Punch yourself in the face.
Choke yourself out.
Tear the curtains.
You're my honey pot.
Bitch, I bought them. I'll put them. Tear them. Tear them again. Call yourself a donkey.
Take off your underwear. Now stuff them inside of you.
You're a sad donkey.
Stuff them what? No, I can't.
No.
Stuff them.
Stop. I want you to put your soiled underwear in your mouth, you fucking slut.
She's like, I don't like this at all.
Your father warned me what a pig you were.
Yeah. I should have never married a Pollock. You're dumb pink people.
I can meet your mom for 5 minutes and know this is going nowhere good.
Mommy, is everything okay?
Yeah, no, mommy is just learning a lesson. Isn't that right, your eighth Spanish piece of shit?
The puppy stopped moving.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, the puppy wants to crawl to you because he loves you. Look, you whack the puppy with the broom.
Honey, I'd love to come to your parent-teacher conferences.
But that's what your fucking mother is for.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess your mother's the one out earning all the money. No, she's walking around the neighborhood with her big fake tits. You know who bought those big ass cans? Yeah, you're looking at them.
El Chapo, right here.
A goddamn yellow bear. Me, Ichiban, number one. Ichiban.
Tiger here's, Woods of this house.
Here's what your former bar slut of a mother doesn't understand. I'm the earner. She's the one that's there for me to fuck whenever, right?
Honey, this will be hard for you to understand, but
you're a child.
I should have left that slob where I found her.
Yeah.
On the floor of a TGI Fridays.
Let's just say I should have kept it an hourly rate with your mother.
Go get the police.
He was abusing alcohol, marijuana, and Adderall. Dude, sounds like Jim's a fun hang.
Yeah. Show up uninvited while intoxicated on Adderall.
Uninvited.
While he was kicking puppies, he was refolding towels.
He's refolding towels and business ideas are flying. Tell me if I'm being weird. I know I'm hammered. I know it's 3 a.m. I just had this idea, though. A Winnie the Pooh restaurant.
Jim, you're my ex-husband. This is inappropriate. Please, you're going to wake Paul up and he's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Paul the cop? Oh, I'm a police officer. Is that Winnie the Pooh all fucked up on some perp? Some perp and some Adderall? I've been drinking gin, Stephanie. I'm a fucking live wire.
Putting cough syrup in your honey? I'm putting cough syrup in your honey.
It's hizzurp.
I'm sipping scissorp. Little Wheezy and I are hanging
out. It's honey's a hizzurp?
I be hanging out with Winnie the Pooh. I drink syrup with Winnie the Pooh.
I mean, yeah, she's fucking hot.
I'm out of your league.
He is a human poo.
He looks like poo. I was just going to say that. He looks like poo.
Here's my wife, and I'll take that pussy whenever I damn well want it.
Hey, everybody. This is DJ Lou, and the temperature was rising in the studio this week on The Lost Tapes as Dan and Jay hotly debated the proper wiping techniques. You be the judge.
You can't shit publicly at all.
I can.
Like, if you went upstairs...
It'll come out.
That's hilarious.
But you won't enjoy it.
I will not enjoy it at all, and the rest of the day will be tarnished.
It's old thought process. You'll probably be fine.
No. What do you mean? Yeah, of course I'll be fine. What do you think's going to happen? But on live show tonight, we have... there's going to be ladies in the room. My girlfriend is in the fucking room, and I will think that I smell like shit matter what.
You don't want poopy butt.
And I'm telling you, I'll clean as far up as a hand can get up an asshole, and I'll still feel like there's a problem. I just don't like it. And Christine's probably got wipes in her purse because she'll shit wherever there's a fucking circle, a hoop. She'll shit in any hoop. Life.
I can shit anywhere. You want me to shit right now?
Buddy, you shit in the green room bathroom in Austin and announced I'm going to go shit and then went to where we could hear you shitting. Amazing. And you came out rubbing your belly. You felt good.
You shit
good.
In the green room bathroom?
I didn't shit.
Oh, you're right. You said it all farts.
It was all farts.
Still, you went in there with the intention to fucking lay heat and then go perform in front of hundreds of people.
I shit in the bathroom at Cap City before I performed there on Thursday night. Took a dump right before my set.
Listen. I'm not even combing the shows for pussy at all, and mm-hmm. I know you're not either. Mm-hmm. But you even have a much higher frequency. What if you want to get laid on the road? You don't care. You don't care that you shit.
I don't understand what it's like. I didn't.
Yeah, the correlation. Most people probably don't.
No,
probably
I don't understand.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I clean my butthole after I shit. I don't like walk. I'm not. I don't shit and slap my cheeks
How
together
clean
and walk
is it
around.
Really though,
as clean as it's gonna fucking be. So let's rock. Let's just move forward.
As clean as it's gonna possibly be.
I mean, I wipe it. You can't get it. You're trying to get it show floor clean every time.
Every time.
That's an obsession.
Black,
that's bad.
Would you agree with me?
I travel with wipes.
There you go.
I have to wipe my
ass. So
you
wipe.
And if you have to shit at work, you don't enjoy that, do you? Do you try to time?
I feel the same way you feel. I smell all fucking day from there.
All day. I'll be like, anytime. By the way, especially if you sit for a while and you don't realize the position you're sitting in is opening your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
And then you just like, I don't know if it's like a mental thing or what. In my mind, I'm like, no matter what, I'm like, no, I smell it. I smell shit. And no one else around does. I've asked Christine flat out. I go, do I smell like I shit? She's like, what are you talking about?
I do not. I do not feel that way.
And you will get laid on a night where you've shit before a shower.
shit before a shower? Yeah.
No, 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 no. Shit before a shower is no problem.
That's what he said.
Oh, you said get laid before I shit and then I get laid before I go before, and take a
yes,
shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably happened.
And you,
I don't remember it specifically. I'm not like, we cannot fuck. I had poop come out of my butt. Let me decontaminate. It's crazy. That's,
it would be a thing for me.
That's pretty nuts.
It'd be a real thing.
My perspective is that's pretty nuts.
You're probably right.
Because it's like, how sloppy are your shit? Well, how are you? What do you shit? Like, you just shit pure liquid? Because I shit like logs of shit. So I shit logs and then I wipe the little, let's clean the fucking, I don't know how.
I'm telling you, that. What do you think that thing does to write inside that log that's coming out?
I wish all my logs come out. I'm done shitting.
I wish all my liquid was. I understand, but
do you go in there and fucking try to get the rest out?
I do, and I'll tell you why.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you why, Dan. Picture this, okay? If you were to feed a piece of shit through your fist,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
giving enough room to stay whole, but touching it on all fucking sides,
sure,
okay, and you had a shit go through your fist, would you just wipe the bottom of your fist?
I'd wipe, like, you know, I'd wipe up. First off, my fist is going to be open when I'm fucking. Is your butthole just permanently open? It shuts. Your butthole shuts.
Of course your butthole shuts, Dan.
So then,
but right behind that door.
But if I'm making a fist, okay, no one's going to see the shit on the inside of my fingers.
Cool. I'm going to take a shit outside your bedroom door at night and be like, what, it's outside the door? Door's shut.
That doesn't mean
your bathroom door
is
shut.
That is a terrible analogy. That is a terrible
analogy. Your bedroom
door
is shut.
Your butthole closes. Your butthole's not just like,
Jay, you're the
does weird your butthole close yeah, yeah, and then the shit goes travels you're, way back up into my neck or something?
You're very good at making people feel weird. I'm not the weird one on this one.
I said I'm probably the weird one.
No, you are the weird one. I'm saying you're the weird one. I'm saying you don't have to clean your butthole that much.
You've also taken a shit and fucked.
But not willingly.
What? You were raped.
I would argue I was definitely harassed or bullied.
I would argue that's not what happened.
You were raped. You were raped after you shit.
That I got willingly into fucking after taking a shit. Mm-hmm. Me and you.
Well, you're so clearly
it's usually
joking.
If there's something extra.
Okay,
happening.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean, though. Was it
but you'll do it, and it's funny that you won't do it with me, but you'll do. You know, it's like you will. That's the thing about
you have
men.
To see me every
they
day.
Fucking, if you get enough blood in their dicks, they'll do anything. It's like the exception
I promise
to the
you,
rule.
I promise you, whatever night she's talking about, before it even happened again. I'm sure I didn't shit right before doing that.
I would never shit then go fuck. I'm not a
monster. If I shit hours before, I'm
telling... Hold on, let me clarify that. Mm-hmm. I want... Because I don't know how you're taking what I'm saying, but I don't shit then walk in and fuck.
No,
that's disgusting.
I didn't think you're a German porn star.
Yeah, I go, I am ready. The smell of shit surrounds me.
Yeah.
That seems miserable.
I mean, that is, like, you could just put... I bet it's not as bad as you think it is. It's probably much better than you think it is. Remember when we had this conversation years ago, and I changed the way that you wipe your butt?
Yes.
Let's change this.
No.
Yes. Because you're just inconveniencing yourself. Christine is... She lives with you. She's your girlfriend. She knows you never have a smelly butthole. You've gotten clearly
she
aroused.
She can't tell.
Hold
Christine
on. You've been clearly
dominates the house with shit smell.
She just walks around shitting on everything. So
oh, she's the alpha as far as shitting
she
goes.
She goes, that's mine. She goes, this keyboard is mine.
It's Black Lou again, and we wanted to end the Best of the Bonfire this week with a Shannon Lee update. The Gas Digital producer has been corresponding with the prisoner, much to the dismay of the crew. Shannon came on the show and gave everyone a sigh of relief about her forbidden love, but not for the reasons you may think.
Ralph Sutton, Shannon Lee, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, kids.
Shannon, we never got to your yet a new letter. Can we just get in the show reading it?
I know I don't want to read it, but I feel like I have something to tell you guys.
What?
So,
he's dead.
No, he's alive and he's out of solitary confinement.
Good for him.
So here's two things. In this letter, he sent me a picture and he's skinny and I hate it.
Really?
This is the picture. So I'm
he
not,
lost all of his girth.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, because he was in solitary confinement.
No, this is when he's out of jail. So this is like his goal.
Is
weight.
That like that 1 month window when he's out of jail in between
before he goes back in?
Also, he never answered the question I asked about the letters on his stomach, which are his gang thingies.
Yeah, his and, racist gang thingies.
Yeah, yeah. And in this letter again, like nothing hooked me. He's skinny. I think I might be over it.
There
like,
we go.
That's
there
why we're still we, yeah, we still have the filled with diesel. What is it called? GoFundMe for her, yeah, so she can go have sex with Rob Diesel.
Rob
Diesel.
Thank you, campers, for not supporting that cause.
So I'll just continue not having sex forever.
No, Shannon, you need to find a gym where the hottest guys work out, and then go make yourself a fixture at that gym and strike
up
conversations.
But until then, why don't you fuck DJ Lou?
Morning.
No con artist.
He looks over, you got a cigarette, he goes, morning.
What's up? You're barking up the right tree.
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.